These demonstrations should never have been allowed to go ahead. 6 months ago, we had a similar situation, and that also resulted in violence and people getting hurt. So allowing two opposing demonstrations, once again, to take place at the same time, it was inevitable that the police would lose control and that people would get hurt. Police have powers under the Public Order Act to stop demonstrations if they think that they're not in the public interest or if people are likely to get hurt. And I think they should have used those powers and they should have been banned, because we had a situation where elderly people were terrified, caught up in the middle of it, families going about their shopping, traders trying to run a shop, having a marauding mob running around outside. This was really terrifying, particularly as it then ended all up in violence, as it always was going to, and people then got hurt. And pavements were torn up and used as missiles. You know, to allow this to go ahead was just so wrong, and the police had a duty to protect the people of Dover. And to add insult to injury, these people are not from Dover. They're all from London. Diane Abbott and her people are from Hackney. There were trade unions from Camden, people from South London, and they all came down and used Dover as a battleground. And that's just wrong, and the police should not have allowed it to happen.